And we're in Little Italy. In Little Italy, you'll find that there are many food shops here, and a lot of them got started in the very early days. Little Italy has been here since about the 1860s, 1870s, and it was primarily your southern Italians who were coming to the United States in order to have a better life.
Food connoisseur Susan Rosenbaum guides food tours of Chinatown, Little Italy, and the Lower East Side of New York City.
So now we're in DiPaolo Dairy, and DiPaolo Dairy has been here since 1925. Same family, three generations. And in here, this is your Italian gourmet market. This is a place where they take special pride in the products that they have here. And you will find that the large majority of the products have been imported from Italy.
Sal DiPaolo is the fourth generation owner of DiPaolo Dairy. He says he goes back to Italy to select fine foods to share with his customers in New York. He also educates them on Italian culture. Prosciutto, cheese, olive oil, balsamic vinegar, nearly everything can be found here. This 90-year-old lady is a loyal customer of DiPaolo.
I've been here most of my life, my grandparents, all of us. I'm here for 66 years.
Cheese is a big part of Italian cuisine, so Rosenbaum's food tour includes another dairy.
We're now in Aleva Dairy, and Aleva's been here since 1892. It's in the same family, five generations, and was started by the matriarch of the family, who started by making fresh mozzarella and fresh ricotta cheeses, which they're still doing today. This is your old-world Italian-American dairy and deli. It's also the oldest Italian cheese store in the United States.
George Mora is the chef at Amici 2, an Italian restaurant that specializes in seafood.
The special pasta is I gotta make with shrimps, jumbo shrimps, portobello mushrooms, okay, sun-dried tomatoes, broccoli wrap.
Mora's special pasta is made with such enthusiasm. It is no wonder families often take trips to Little Italy for food alone.
We wanted to show them all the different restaurants and the area and the Ferraras. We're going to go take them up to the pastry shop and show them the famous pastry shop.
The next stop on the tour is a pastry shop to try a cannoli. Frank Angelieri is the owner of Ferrara Pastry, a 100-year-old bakery.
Our success will become we are specialty about the cannoli, traditional cannoli, the regular cannoli, which the Sicilians, it's an Italian shell, it's a fried dough with ricotta cheese and chocolate inside.
For many visitors, there is perhaps no better way to spend a day in Little Italy than to sit down and savor a cup of coffee and enjoy a taste of Italy. For producer Liu Wenming, Elaine Liu, VOA News.